You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890 broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women of Filer Air Force Base. This is again Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. It was a beautiful day Friday, wasn't it, folks? Just about near perfect. Luke would have loved it. Of course, he would have ruined it by offering me a Coors Light and cheating at me at Domino's. Honestly, I'm not sure which one is a worse crime. Coors Light, though. I think that's the winner. Which reminds me of Meg's Market is having a sale this weekend. All 12 packs of canned beer for $8.99. Yes, you heard that right. All 12 packs of the cold, refreshing beer you like are just $8.99 this weekend. Only, I'm only going to head there first thing in the morning. Not like I have a problem, which for me means that about 11:30. Don't judge me. All right, everybody, besides the pretty weather, we've got some more news for the day, so we can always look on the bright side of life. The Springwell Silver Foxes over 50 co-ed softball team won the West Nevada Classic Senior Softball Tournament in Sparks this afternoon, thanks to a last-inning grand slam by 62-year-old Wally the Bull Owens. They defeated the Boulder City Rockies 18-15 to get the trophy. Looks like I'm buying a round of Jack for the Silver Foxes. Well, except for our ace pitcher, Miss Gladys. I'm getting her the top shelf Cadillac, a margarita. Yay! And I think I can, or we can all agree that this has been a crazy week, even by Springwell standards. So it's nice to have some good news for a change. We're all working for the weekend, and I bet you're feeling like me, glad that this is all finally over. Colonel Blanchard at Filer was nice enough to send us a statement he wants me to read to you all. Here we go. All right. Let me see if I can do it in his voice. Citizens of Springwell, I want to thank you all for your support and compliance with the airmen of Filer Air Force Base. There have been some interesting events occurring lately, but we have seen that when we stay united as a community, we can get through anything together. I want to reaffirm the commitment of everyone here at Filer to do what we can to support the town of Springwell. We have already provided support workers to help them clean up the fire damage on Main Street. We have sent some of their engineers and technicians to help Springwell Electric get up and running. The long and connected history of Springwell and Filer means that we support each other when times are tough. Thank you, Springwell, for your support. Sincerely, Colonel Carter Blanchard. That Blanchard is a stand-up guy. It's good to know someone like him is in our corner. Am I right, folks? Mayor Ataro also issued a statement this morning at a press conference. You guys want to hear it? Here it goes. Oh, and don't mind the lag. I'm trying to download all the Avenger movies.
Good people of Springwell, we've had an eventful week. Many of you have called and have even come up to me at Baker's Dozen when I get my afternoon coffee to find out what's happening in our fair town. I want to assure you all that our town is safe and secure. Springwell Electric has restored power to the whole town. Soldiers from Filer Air Force Base have assisted city workers and crews in cleaning up the devastation from the fire. Colonel Blanchard from Filer Air Force Base has assured me personally that the town will receive whatever support we need. I also want to give credit to Sheriff Wilcox for the Sheriff Department's efforts in maintaining order in Springwell. So let's all get back to normal life, folks. Go play a round of golf. Have some barbecue. Spend some quality time with your loved ones. All the things that make Springwell, Nevada, and its citizens great. Let's pull all of these terrible events from the past week and put them behind us. Don't forget that this town has never been more safe and secure. Springwell is open for business. How about a follow-up question? No comment.
On a personal note, I know Luke would have been touched to see how you all have come together to celebrate his life. The only thing that could make it better is if he was here. You're all invited to the funeral, and I want to see the whole town at his wake at Moonlighters. Jack has reserved the horseshoe pit for the kids. So the whole family is invited. And rumor has it, Ethelherd will be playing a special set for all of Luke's favorite songs. And it will be a special live mixtape for our friend Luke. Hey, we've got ourselves a caller, and it looked like it's Layla. You're on the air, Layla. How's the funeral plans coming?
Nick, we have a problem. Luke's brother Keith called the hospital to make arrangements to have Luke taken to the mortuary. And they said they didn't have a body to send to Good Bodies.
So now there's no body? You're joking.
I don't joke.
Oh, I know. That would require an actual sense of humor.
Whatever, Nick. God, Keith was supposed to be able to handle this. Somehow, he screwed this up.
All right. Let me call Luke's parents. I'll give him a call first thing tomorrow. I know Keith's got to be feeling under the gun right now. But I know Adele and Ricky will know what's up.
Look, Nick, don't be all Mr. Cool and detached. This isn't the time for that dumb act. We need to know what's going on.
This is no act. We need to stay level-headed. I mean, this problem can't be solved tonight, right? So we need to be cool. Can you be cool?
Nick, I can be cool, but something is rotten. We need to find out.
Listen. Right now isn't the time for your dramatics. Things are just getting calm again. Let's keep it that way, all right? I'm going to call you back when I get off the air tonight, and I'll get to the bottom of this tomorrow. First thing, I promise.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Let's take a little break. we're back. Everyone here at KPAF was rocking out, and everyone, and I mean myself and I. All right, it looks like we've got another caller. You're on KPAF. This is Nick, and where are you?
Hey, it's me, Dale, and Boomer here too.
Woohoo! I'm on the air! I can hear me!
So, what's new, Dale and Boomer? How'd you like that Humdinger's band?
It was awesome.
It was just all right for me. You know, I prefer Ethel Hard, bro.
Shut up. You were dancing all over the place. Thought you spilled the new homebrew.
Did I just hear you made a fresh batch of beer and you're holding out on me? When am I gonna get some?
Oh, yeah, buddy. You know it. It's not ready yet, but we have something we're bringing to Luke's wife.
Sweet. What is it?
We're calling it Luke's Lager in honor of Luke.
It's an IPA. Woohoo!
Did Boomer say it's an IPA? You know that Luke hated IPAs, right? I mean, the guy actually enjoyed throwing down Bud Lights like there was no tomorrow. So why name an IPA after Luke?
Well, it's all we had for the wake, and we wanted to honor Luke, and Luke's lager sounded better than Luke's IPA.
Yeah, we made an extra hoppy. Just like you like it, Nicky.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to need to have some to product test it. And Boomer, never, ever call me Nicky again. All right. See you fools tomorrow. Looks like we've got time for one last caller. Hey, friend. This is Nick. And who are you?
It's me. You miss me, pal.
Like I miss Jock Itch. What do you want?
Oh, wow. That hurts. What you got against your old buddy? I just want to go around spreading some hope and cheer and talking about sunshine and rainbows and flowers or whatever the crap all you little sheep seem to like.
Well, on behalf of us sheep, thank you very much.
That's the spirit, kiddo. It's good to have a little sense of humor about yourself.
So there's the hope and the cheer. Where's the sunshine, rainbows, and flowers? Anything else you want to share with us, sheep?
I want to ask you a personal question, sheep.
And what's stopping you? Your shy personality, perhaps? Or your gracious manners?
You ever go outside besides stumbling to that dump you call a bar? If you ever do, you should take a stroll over by Rattlesnake Ridge. You might see something interesting.
Like what?
Just go. You'll see what your buddy Blanchard has been up to.
Oh, let's see. Maybe he's taking a hike? Or option B, a picnic? Or for 500, a landscaping painting, maybe?
Did you ever use that cat-functioning hamster wheel in your skull to ask yourself intelligent questions? Like, why they shut down the road?
Nope, sorry. I let that hamster early out on good behavior. But please, why don't you educate me, Einstein?
Zephaniah Labs and the base shut down the road to play in the dunes, pal. They're making designs in the sandbox. Ever heard of Nazca lines in Peru, Terry for Brains? They just make some fake ones in the desert with their trucks. Do yourself a favor and check it out. You sound like you need to go and spend some time learning about the real world. But do it soon, though. They might not be there tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. Next stumble I take, I'm gonna have to wander that way and look at that crop or sand circles or whatever it is.
Hey, good plan. I gotta go.
Good. Bye. All right, fellow sheep. That was the GM. Always a pleasure. Well, that's all, folks. I will catch you later. My name is Nick Charles, and I'm headed to you-know-where. That's right, Moonlighters. KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.